life. In other words, like, how much longer is it going to be until your husband's going to come home? What's going on here? Where is he already? That's what this old lady was saying, to her. So, Omer lo, Rabbi Akiva's wife answered back and said, if you would listen to me, he would go learn another 12 years. I don't mind. So, Omar, Rabbi Akiva said, Vishuska vidna, I see I have permission for my wife. His horda also be Yosef Tresar Rishon Yachrini. He went back to the Yeshiva, not another 12 years, but they rav in Yeshiva. He also now at the end of 24 years, I see Badei Esrim Viyaba Alfi Tamidi. He had with him 24,000 Tamidim. The famous kasher is, how come Rabbi Akiva didn't even go into his wife when he was home to say hello to her, give her Shalom Aleichem at least? Masha from the Gemara didn't even go inside to say hello, we just went right back. So the Chanesh Levis says, near the Pshat is, that there's an Indian to learn without a hefsik, not to make any breaks. If he would have went in, it would have been called 212 years. Now that he didn't go in, it's called he went to learn straight. For 24 years, it's a different milah. There's a milah of doing things without a hefsik, without a break. So the kids, he came back now after 24 years with 24,000 talmidim. Is Shama de Beisua, so his wife heard about it. Have you gone off on that page? She wanted to go out to see him. Is Omele Shibavasa, her neighbors told her, Shili Mani Lavush, borrow some nice clothing, the Yichsef, and dress nicely to go see your husband. Omele, she answered back, Yodeya Tzadik Nefesh Bemta, no, a Tzadik knows Nefesh Bemta means, I'll look the way I am. I don't have any money now, I'm poor. Let my tzaddik, let my husband see me the way I am. He knows me. Kimot lagabe, when she went to see him, nofel alape, she fell on her face. Komenashko lelekarya, she kissed his feet. Heavy komadach v'lo shmaya, so the talmidim around were throwing her away. What do you mean, he come kiss Rabbi Akiva's foot? Is omelu, Rabbi Akiva said to them, shavkua, leave her alone. Shaliva shalachem shalohu. My learning and your learning is because of her. Like, leave her alone, it's saschus. So now Ben Savua, the father-in-law, heard that a great person of Akiva was coming. He didn't know yet it was his son-in-law, but he heard a great person was coming. Lamosa to the city. As Omer, he said to himself, Ezelagabe, let me go to him. Eshlamefa Nidre. Like he had now Rachmanas on his wife, on his daughter. He didn't feed her for 24 years. Maybe I'll be mata my neder. I'll be able to give her something. Ezoslagabe. So he went in front of Akiva Omalei. So Akiva said to him, Daita de Gav Rabbi Minadarta, did you make a neder that your wife can't have any enjoyment if you would have known that her husband would be a great person? Omalei, he said back, Afilo Perakechot. No. If I would know that the husband could even learn one parak, I wouldn't have made a neder. The afilu halacha achas, even one halacha. His mashma when the Akiva was his shepherd, he did not even know one halacha. He was 40 years old then, he did not even know one halacha. So, so the Akiva sold to his father-in-law, Anohu, I'm him, I'm your daughter's wife. Is nofal lape, so Ben Shavua fell on his face, v'nashki akar, yosa kissed his foot. For Yoiv lay palga mamayna, and he gave away half of his property, half of his money to Rabbi Akiva and to his daughter. Now Yomar says, "Brat to Rabbi Akiva of the lay leben Azai hochi." Rabbi Akiva's daughter acted the same way with her husband, with Ben Azai. Finally, I'm interested in what people say: Rechila bosa rechila. A kid goes after a kid. Ozla kiyuvda aima kach uvda brata. The same way a mother does, that's what a daughter does. That a daughter takes after a mother. But this is the mice of Rabbi Akiva's wife, who then by the daughter, the same thing happened also. So there's also mice of going away to learn, arise, they let her go away to learn Torah. Even though here there's less mice, Rabbi Akiva was Brishus, here the wife gave him permission to go learn. Agav Rebbe talks about, you see, there's never a time limit to give up, not to learn, no matter how old you are. Here Rabbi Akiva was 40 years old, he didn't even know one halacha. Still he went to learn, and he was shtaydois to be Rabbi Akiva. He was a tzenuah though, midas toivis he had though. Vaita Rabbi Yosef Breda Rava Shadre Avua Levei Rav Lekaimit Rabbi Yosef. That Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rava, was sent by his father to learn in the yeshiva in front of Rabbi Yosef, and poskele shishoni, they passed him then, like after the chasm, he has to go for 6 years and learn first. Kievit Loshoni, when it ended the 3 years, Moti Mali Yom Kippur came Erev Yom Kippur. Omri said like this, Ezel v'yeschazin al inshe beisin. I'm away already 3 years, I can't take it anymore. Let me go home and see my mishpacha. Ishama Avuas, his father, heard that he's coming home after 3 years. in Shokal Moni took out his clothing, Monach was in, it was something to fight his son with, but he took out his tools. V'nofer v'yapi went to him, Omale, Zoynoscha in his car, like, what are you doing home? You remember Yezoyna, you have to come home to live with your wife? We made up Yosin learned for 6 years. Ikadiyami Sam Sayomli told him, Yoinoska Niskarta, did you remember your dove? Your Yoina, same thing, like, what are you doing coming home? Is Itrud. So they were fighting over this Shiloh, if you should come home or not. So Gemara says, Mar Ifsik, Loi Mar Ifsik, Loi Mar Ifsik. This was Erev Yom Kippur. So usually on Erev Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah teep, and Mefrat before the Tainas is a mitzvah to have a Sudas Mafsekis. So this year, neither of them had a Sudas Mafsekis. They both Oisek and arguing the whole time. They both did not have the Sudas Hamasekis. So the Mishnah. Hamoredes al Baila, in the case where Isha is rebelling against the husband, we'll soon see why, is Poichsula Miksubosa. The husband has the right to take away from Miksuba, deduct money from Miksuba, Shiva Dinyu Mishabis. Every week, 7 Dinyu takes off Miksuba. If you do Waina, Shiva Tafikin, even a bigger sum. 7 tafrikim, he has a right to take off the ksuba. Now, ad mosla yu poichis, till how long does he have a right to take away tiduk from the ksuba? Like, not to give her a get, but just to hold out? Ad kineged ksubasa. Until it ends up all the money of the ksuba, then he has to give her a get. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, le'olam u poichis v'olachno, he continues deducting even after the ksuba. Ad shem tipa lo yirushu, mokamacha goyve menu. Now, even in the case, let's say she has yirushu, she has nadunya, he has a right to pay her up, to deduct, even from the Nadunya, even for the money she's in the Yashin from her father, later on also. They continue living together, just he deducts every week 7 dinarin from even that. Then the Mishnah says, V'chein ha-murid al-ishta, the same thing if a husband rebels against his wife, is Moistifun al-Ksubos, he has to add on to Aksuba, Shloisha dinarin b'Shabbos, only 3 dinarin a week. Mashma, when a man rebels against his wife, it's not so bad. Here he only has to give 3 dinarin. But when the wife rebels against the husband, that's worse. There he has a right to deduct 7 dinarin a week. He has to add on 3 tafrikin every week. If he's rebelling against his wife, he has to add on. Now the Gemara says, Meredis Mimai. From what's the case of Meredis here, what are they rebelling one against the other? Is Rafunu Rama Mitashma Shamita. Means that she's saying she doesn't want to live with him anymore. She doesn't want to have Tashmish with him. So therefore every week that she's a Meredes, he has a right to take off from Aksuba 7 dinarin. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina Rama Mimlocha. It means from the work, she has a Shiva to work for her husband. So if she stops working for him every week, he takes off 7 dinarin. So now the Gemara wants to prove it. Tanan we learned, V'chein ha-moirid al-ishtoi, if a man rebels against his wife, the same halach replies that he has to add on to a ksuba 3 dinarin every week. So v'shloi melamandi yama mitashmish l'chai. If the shayla, when she is rebelling against him, means she doesn't want to live with him, so it's very good. It could be just the opposite. He does not want to live with her. Elo lamandi yama mimlocha, but the one that says that she's rebelling, she doesn't want to do her work towards the husband, is the husband meshubah to work for his wife? So what do I care if he rebels? He doesn't want to work for her. He doesn't have a chiyuv to work for her. So Mora says, we're talking about bi'aymer when the husband says, ein izon v'ein mafranas. The husband says, I don't want to support you. If he says he doesn't want to support you, that the husband has a chiyuv to support his wife. True, he doesn't have to work for her, but he has to support her, give him a mazonis. For the Gemara, could that be the case? I have Omer Rav. Rav says, "Oimer ein izan, v'yein the mafarnis yoytze v'yitin ksuba." If a husband tells his wife, "I'm not going to support you," he has to give her ksuba right away. Give her a get right away. And now Mishnah's mashma doesn't have to give a get right away, but rather we wait. We just have to add on to a ksuba every week 3 dinarin. So Mor says, "V'lav lamluchi bay boy." True, the locher is if the husband says he doesn't want to support her, he has to give her a get. But there's time in between that we have to check it out to see what's causing it. Means we have to check out the case. So those weeks that we're checking out the case to see what's going wrong, then the husband has to add on, the Mishnah says, every week, 3 dinarin. So Kopon, we don't have a proof yet. What does Meredes mean in our Mishnah? Does it mean she doesn't want to live with him? Or does it mean she doesn't want to do her work for him? Naisvar bring your ayah bakasha. It says, Achas liyaruso nesuyin. There's no difference whether she's narusa, just erusin, or nesuya, she had nesuyin. Fiyafilu nida, even if she's a nida. Fiyafilu chayla, even if she's sick. Fiyafilu shmeras yovim. Even when she's a shmeras yovim, also you can have the loch of our Mishnah, she could be a meredis. So in parentheses we have, some say not to be gersa, we have the gersa. Bishleim laman diyam mimlocha shaper. It's very good that she just says she doesn't want to work for her husband. Elaman diyam mitashmesh. That's what she's saying no to. She's being rebelling for the Gemara nida vastashmesi. What does it mean she's rebelling? She's a nida. She can't live with her anyway. Oh, maloch, yes. No, that's not a kasha. Ein adoyim mishyesh nepas besanloi lemishenloi. There's a big difference whether somebody has, again, some bread in his basket. He knows like he could live with his wife. Or okay, she's a meredith, she's saying she doesn't want to live with him. If she says she doesn't want to, that's worse. Then you have a right to take off from Maksuba 7 dinarim each week. So therefore, there's no proof from here. Now, we have the girsa like this. If you want to say she's rebelling, that she doesn't want to have tashmish, that's what says that she's sick. And even though she's sick, but still tashmish she could have, and if she's being meredith, she doesn't want to have tashmish, that's called a good meredith. But if you want to tell me her meredith, she's rebelling, means she doesn't want to do her work. So tomorrow,